Ravens led us here to Juno Voices number 4, Marine Way and Ferry Way.
Look to the north, away from the docks. There's a valley between the two mountains. A neighborhood is there, above town.
I can see Eagle wheeling around above those houses. That's Star Hill.
And that's where we grew up.
This is Andrea Kedianti Leidy.
And I'm Barbara Kedianti Nelson, her younger sister.
Star Hill is one of Juno's old neighborhoods.
And we just know it as home.
1963.
There are 9 of us kids in one house. Andy,
Carlos,
Dolores,
Ronalda,
Maxine,
Janie, and Carling.
And me, Andrea.
And me, Barbara. Some call us the Star Hill Gang.
Our life on Star Hill is full of sounds and sensations.
In the morning, we can hear the city waking up.
The big float planes take off from Gassano Channel.
Alaska steamships huff and puff through the night, coming into town to deliver, load, and leave.
There's a smell of the tide. We can tell when the tide is low just from the fragrance. It's crisp, clear, and pure. Red Rover, Red Rover.
Hide and go seek.
Run, sheep, run.
I don't like run, sheep, run.
I don't either. I thought it was your favorite game.
There are so many places to hide. There are the trees, the mountainsides, and all the houses.
Andrea? Barbara? Kids, it's time to come home.
Our dad is such a light in our house. We love him so much. He's a chef for the Alaska Marine Highway System. He goes to the ferry terminal right here downtown and boards the Malaspina for 1 week on and 1 week off, working all around the inside passage. When it's the day he's supposed to come home, we know he's near because that ferry horn bounces against the mountain and echoes throughout town.
2 long blasts, 2 short ones. Now we know the ferry boat is almost here.
Dad pulls up to the house in a taxi cab and our hearts just swell. Mom has a box of food ready with a pot of hot rice wrapped in a towel when Dad comes home.
It's the wee hours of the morning.
But we load up the car anyway, and we all drive out to Auk Bay to go camping.
We have a hot camp meal, ponset and hot dogs, cooked by our dad with his chef's knife collection. He always sleeps wrapped in a blanket down by the water's edge. Those waters connect Dad to his homeland, the Philippines.
Back in town, our mother works at the Juno Coal Storage with other Tlingit women. She pins her hair with bobby pins, wraps it in a scarf, pulls on her boots and straps her sliming knife to her hip, and down the hill she goes.
The hair scarf she wears is actually a cloth diaper.
You kids be good!
Our mother is Tlingit of the Brown Bear House, and our dad is Filipino, Ilocano. And there are many families like us in Juno whose dads come from the Philippines for work. It's a time in Juno where there's a lot of discrimination. Our parents long for a place where they can come together and get away from the segregation.
So they raise money, bake sales, rummage sales, dances, and they buy a building on Willoughby Avenue that becomes the first Filipino community hall. It's a place where their marriages are honored and respected, and where we kids can play and feel secure.
We walk back up to home on Star Hill.
Some nights, we lay out in the snow, in the dark.
There are no streetlights here.
Look at that constellation. I see the Big Dipper.
I see something green up there. Is it?
I think it is.
It's the Northern Lights.
We watch the sky dance. Green, purple, pink, and white.
We listen to the sounds of Juno.
Home.
Home.
Eagle, talk. Chalk is swooping over town, flying toward South Franklin Street and on to the clock on the corner.
To get to the clock, we'll walk up Ferry Way here, away from the water, toward the mountain. Then turn left on Franklin Street. The clock is a little ways up Franklin Street. You can't miss it. That's where you'll find Juno Voices number 5.